Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the second quarter financial results for 2016-17 of Shriram Transport Finance Company Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal for an operator by pressing star followed by zero on your touchtone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sanjay Mundra. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yes. Good evening, all of you. I'd just like to make an announcement that in today's board meeting, Mr. Umesh Revankar once again has been appointed as a director of the company. So I'd just like to hand over the call to Mr. Revankar for his initial remarks. Thank you.
Good evening to everyone in India. Good morning to the investors who are joined from US. I hope all of you have been able to run through the investor update that has been sent to you earlier. Let me start by sharing some perspective on macroeconomics environment. While there were projections of exceptionally strong monsoon rainfall this year, SkyMet had projected 110% and IMD, Indian Meteorological Department, had projected 106%. But it has ended up with 97%, which is fairly good, I should say, considering the last 2 years' drought situation, which was around 88% and 90% in the last 2 years. So the water, most of the reserves are full. It is 25% more than what it was last year. So this is a very good news for everyone. And the rain also reasonably well spread. The only weak area was the South Karnataka belt and to some extent Tamil Nadu. Tamil Nadu should be getting rain through the southeast monsoon, but as of now, southeast monsoon is yet to start. Normally from October 1st, it should start. So generally a good positive look as far as the rural economy is concerned. And the expectation is that the sowing is sowing was around 107 million hectares compared to 102 hectares earlier, and expectation is that government is targeting around 132 million tons as a kharif output compared to 132 earlier. The inflation also is a little under control, or I should say much better looking at the monsoon outlook. The food output should be, aggregate output should be reasonably good, and the supply side, there should not be any constraint for next 6 months to 8 months. Looking at that and the present CPI being less than 5, RBI also has reduced the repo rate by 25 basis points. And we hope that this continuous low CPI should help us in getting a lower cost of funds. And RBI also may possibly look into further reduction if required. Coming to the CV sales data, the heavy vehicle sales are a little down in the last 3 months. There are a couple of reasons. One is the construction activity has come to a little standstill because of the heavy rains in certain pockets, mostly in the eastern part of the India, where the construction activities were reasonably high scale. That has come down. And another reason probably is that the coal and mining activity also comes down during the monsoon season. Therefore, the heavy vehicle sales have been a little down. And there could be another third reason, which in the last 3 years, if you look at, in India, the sales of a higher tonnage vehicle have been much higher than the medium. That is, the earlier popular popular vehicle of 25 tonner is less sold now, and more than 31, 37, and 49 tonners are sold. And because of 31 and 37 in the rigid, and 49 in the articulated, sales have increased. the freight movement, in spite of increase in the freight movement, there has been, lesser number of vehicle being sold in the last 3-4 months. And this is likely to continue because the already purchase has been taken for heavier tonnage vehicle. However, the LCV sales have been up by around 12% for the last 2 months. Since it is based on, it is compared with the lower base of last year, we cannot really comment. But generally, when the rural economy is good, and when the redistribution activity or the urban demand goes up, and because of e-commerce activity, the LCV sales are likely to be up. So we expect LCV sales to be up for some more months to come. So multiple factors such as improved monsoon, softer inflation, stable GDP growth, and anticipated payout of seventh pay commission based on the recommendation. So I feel the purchasing power of individuals in the urban area and the rural area, mainly because of agricultural output being better, is likely to be good. So the post-festival, now we are nearing the Diwali and another 1 week, lot of festive activities there in India. We expect the buying power and purchasing is likely to go up in the next 2-3 months. And if there is rabi crop also is equally good, because reservoir being full and most of the river crop depends upon the reservoir water, stored water, we expect a good rabi crop. So the best thing or best output or results should come in the first quarter of next year, because post April, till then there will be some pressure is the our observation. I'll briefly touch upon the numbers. Rest of the numbers are with you. AUM growth for the year was 19.1%. That is 75,300 crores against 63,200 crores. Net interest income was higher by 13.3 to 1353 crores to compared with 1193. Net interest margin have increased to 7.14% compared to 7.03 in the previous year Q2. That is up by 14.7% year on year. That is 387 crores against 338 crores. EPS per share 17.08% compared to 14.9% in the previous year. So all the factors mentioned above in the terms of good monsoon, increased sowing, increased utilization level and freight rates, and expected big pickup in infrastructure and mining activity, we expect the coming quarters should be good, and most of the benefits should come around next year, first quarter and second quarter. Thank you very much. I have with me Mr. Sundar, Kelkar, Parag Sharma and Sanjay. And we'll all put together answer to the questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask a question, please press star and one. The first question is from the line of Kunal Shah from Edelweiss. Please proceed.
Sir, again, sorry, question with respect to the management change. So if you can share more insights as to what has actually led to this, okay, in 3 to 4 months. So maybe some clarity on that front would be very helpful.
It's a board decision, so there was a deliberation on that, and the board has taken a decision on
this. Yeah, definitely. I would also say the decision has been good, but maybe like 3-4 months, and again this kind of a change. So how should we look upon into this? So just wanted maybe what has led to maybe initially he coming on board, okay, and again within 4 months maybe you again replacing Mr. Gujral.
Sanjay would answer this question because I can't explain myself about it.
Kunal, the thing is that we just like to tell you that, you know, since when the deliberations was there, you know, it was the board decisions where a lot of the senior people who attend the board meetings, you know, did not take part of, in that proceedings. And only the independent directors were there, and they took a call. I think beyond that, we won't be able to comment much on this matter.
Okay.
So
should it be read into, say, the deliberations by two parties, maybe in terms of, say, Piramal and, say, Shriram? So how should we read into this?
I think both of them have agreed otherwise to this matter. You know, that's much I can tell you.
Okay. And secondly, in terms of this entire construction equipment, so what is the overall size now? Is it somewhere around 1270 or so? And what has been the impact in the quarter in terms of, say, either in terms of NPL addition or, say, write-offs, and, say, what has been the recovery rate?
See, the AUM, closing AUM as on 30th September of equipment was 1,271 crores. As compared to June AUM of 1,447 crores, and the NPA, in fact, it has come down compared to June quarter. The June quarter gross NPAs were 960 crores. As against that, the current NPAs are 931 crores.
Sorry, June it was?
960 crores.
960.
And now it is 931 crores.
Okay. Okay. And how much would have been the write-off in this quarter?
Write-off is 14 crores. One second.
13
crores write-off.
Okay, so last time also it was around about 14.
Yeah, it was 14 last time, yeah.
Okay. And the other question, maybe if Mr. Ivankar, sir, if you can just let us know in terms of what is your view in terms of this scrappage of say more than 10-year-old vehicle, and what would be the overall impact in terms of the market size itself, okay, and also maybe the demand for say 9-10 years truck also coming off. So overall, in terms of the potential for the market growth, how would this impact as far as Shriram Transport is concerned?
See, our portfolio in about 10 years was between 6 to 8% in different geographies. And slowly we are bringing it down so that the impact is not much over the period, because as we stop lending beyond 10 years, then automatically it will be, the overall weightage of that impact will be less. But you have to understand, nowhere in the world vehicles above a particular year has been banned. It is only the manufacturers who have withdrawn the vehicle, or they have given the life of a vehicle as a 15 years or 16 years, something like that. So no government has banned. Only thing is government has put a stricter emission norms. So even in the US, there is a stricter emission norms, and vehicles are, engines are retrofitted to manage or observe that a particular norms. That's all. So in India also, it will not stand in a court, because I understand, my reading is that Mr. Gadkari himself has given a statement in the parliament that we can't enact an act to scrap a vehicle, because our act doesn't provide for that. So there is no question of scrapping all about 10 years old vehicle any point of time. So that is the, that's one thing we should understand. Okay, in Delhi they say you don't come near because all pollution is a little high and all allied people live there. Yes, you can do that. but that will not stand across India.
Okay.
There is no risk because of that for Shriram Transport.
So maybe state-wise, still you can see some of this being there, but...
In Kerala, they tried to bring, the NGT has brought, but the, it has gone to the court. Court has given a stay for that, and vehicles are running. No vehicles have been stopped.
Okay.
The vehicles are playing.
Even if it goes to the court, you are saying there is no law as such, okay?
So yeah, there's no law to ban it. Only thing is they can say you can't come within certain limit. Only it happened in Delhi and nowhere else. See, in Bombay, what they have done is registration of a vehicle which is beyond 7 years is not allowed.
Hmm.
So it can go to Thane. And Bombay to Thane is just 15 kilometers.
Okay.
Dadar to Thane. So... That's what it can do. It cannot do beyond that.
Okay. And the only thing is, even if this comes through, then maybe from 8 to 10 year vehicle also, maybe the sale or say the resale of those would actually come off, maybe either in terms of the resale price or even in terms of the volume of transactions. So obviously beyond the 10, proportion is 6 to 8. But how would be the distribution between say 4 to 7 years and 8 to 10 years? So if you can just share that split as well.
We may not have right now the numbers. So we will give it subsequently.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. No issue. Yeah. Thank you.
Next question is from the line of Umang Shah. Please proceed.
Yeah. Hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Firstly, just a data point. If you could share the disbursement numbers for the quarter.
The new vehicles, we have done 500 crores, and used vehicles, 9,300 crores, total into 9,800 crores.
Okay. Sir, just wanted to understand, during the quarter, it seems that there is a very sharp drop in our employee headcount. We were closer to some 19,100 odd last quarter, and now it's around 17,000 odd. So, any specific exercise which the management has taken, and also related question that our cost to income is also substantially lower now. Do we have any more headroom to bring it down further going forward?
To answer your first question regarding the employee count, there were around 300 odd people who had resigned from, who were earlier working as part of the Shriram equipment team. And they had risen, and then we had not replaced them. And in Shriram Transport vertical, there were a couple of verticals which were aligned together to the main line of business. And their activity became redundant, and hence we did not replace people who had left in the last few months. That was the reason for the drop in the headcount.
Okay. So, okay, and related to the cost to income?
Yeah, cost to income, currently we are close to 23%, 22.4%, which we feel that it should be more or less in this range only. There is no scope for further reduction on that.
Okay, but can it expand further?
Maybe give or take 100 basis points.
Okay, okay. And just last question which I wanted to ask was that, appreciate that you guys, you can't really comment more on the management change, but just want to understand, is Mr. Gujral still associated with Shriram Group?
He is still part of Shriram Group. He has moved to Shriram Capital.
Okay, okay. All right, thank you so much and all the best for future quarters.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shivakumar from Unify Capital. Please proceed.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, what will be the guidance for FY17 loan book growth now that in Advantage we are just around 4% over the Q4 FY16?
Loan book growth, as I was commenting in the beginning, we expect the loan growth to really happen in the first quarter of next year. These two quarters, it will be maybe around earlier year, in the beginning of the year, we had given a guidance of 12 to 15% on AUM growth. We should be able to reach that target.
So you're confident that for FY17, you'll end with 12 to 15% AUM growth, right?
Yeah, 12 to 15% range we had given, and we should be able to reach that.
Okay. And sir, what is your view on the GNPA rise? Because there hasn't been any let up in the rise of GNPA's 20. Again, in this quarter, we saw a 20 bps increase in the GNPA ratio. What is your sense that is it going to increase further, or Again, is it the maximum that you expect to reach?
One of the reasons for spike in the percentage from 6.38 to 6.58 is because the base has come down on account of securitization of portfolio. However, the increase in absolute amount is only 100 crores. So, which we are confident that going in the next couple of quarters, it should stabilize, if not come down.
Okay. Sir, and one final query. What explains the drop in NIMs quarter on quarter from 7.35 to 7.14, even though the new vehicle segment has actually degrown over the quarter?
Mainly on account of composition of the age of the used vehicle. We have been concentrating on slightly newer used vehicle, which has contributed to a marginal drop in the NIMs.
Okay. Sir, can you give the breakup of the existing used vehicle AUM?
One second.
Used vehicle?
Yeah,
see, the used vehicle is 67,685 crores and the new vehicle is 7,601 crores. Hello?
Yes, sir. Sir, and can you give the age-wise breakup of the used vehicle segment?
See, I can only tell you roughly around, if you look at the more than 10 years will be roughly in terms of value-wise could be around 6-7% of the book. And if you look at less than 5 years, it will be around, including new, it will be around roughly around 20-21% of the book. So if you look at between 5 to 10 years, it will be around 73-74% of the total book.
Thank you, sir. I'm done.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Digantharia from Antique Stock Broking. Please proceed.
Yeah, so just wanted to check on this thing that, you know, we've seen, you know, crude oil prices and diesel prices move up sharply in the past 2 months. So on the ground, like, are we seeing some impact of that in terms of cash flows of the truck operators again coming into some sort of stress? Because as we read, the freight rates haven't gone up. And I think last time we mentioned on the call that utilization has improved from something like 18 days per month to something like 22 days. So any comment on that would be useful.
See, as I was telling you, there is little underutilization in this quarter, mainly because of rains and mining activity not being in full swing, rains and infrastructure. So the utilization levels have little come down. And when the utilization comes down, the freight rate also gets little subdued because more vehicle supply would be there and competition will be there. So this is a demand-supply game. So this will keep changing. Maybe this quarter, it will again, the supply constraint would be there, so demand will be high, so freight rate likely to go up because I have not seen the latest number. Maybe post-Diwali, when we look at the numbers, or in the first week of November, if you look at the October numbers, we should be able to see better freight rates. So as of now, we are not able to give you the exact numbers.
Okay. And lastly, can you comment on, you know, the trends in the repossessed vehicles, you know, the resale rates of repossessed vehicles and the discounts being given by the OEMs, like how is that panning out?
Let me get back to that a little later because I was not in direct touch with ground for a brief time. So maybe I'll be able to answer you subsequently. Maybe you can be touch with Sanjay and he would be able to collect an answer from me and give you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from Vikesh Gandhi from Bank of America. Please proceed.
Yeah, congratulations, sir, on your comeback. I had a few questions. One is, what is your view on securitization? I mean, I see that it has picked up in the last couple of quarters. So, view on that.
Yeah.
And commensurately, you know, you partly did answer a broad question on margins, but any guidance around margins? Because they have been, you know, they rose and then they are coming down if you look at QOQ basis. So, you know, just to get a sense of, you know, where we are heading. I understand, obviously, it has to do with your, you know, newer vehicle and new vehicle business, but just from overall perspective.
On securitization, from the current year, banks are supposed to comply with private sector norms for every quarter. So there have been good demand from the bank side for priority assets. Other good thing is because of the taxation issues being resolved now, mutual funds are also coming back for securitization. So we have, in fact, done some non-priority pools also for the first time. And mutual funds have taken it. Total around 2,800 crores of securitization has been done.
Right.
We do expect this trend to continue. Another 6,000 to 7,000 crores of securitization we should be able to do for the balance year. So securitization demand is good. And in fact, with mutual fund participation, I think we should be looking at larger demand. Your other question of margins. Yeah.
Margins should be able, we should be able to maintain at present level. I don't see a big deviation in that.
So, sir, just wanted to understand, you know, your bank funding is what, like outside of securitization would be 35-36%?
It should be around 25%.
Sorry, how much?
25% odd.
Outside of securitization, right?
Outside of securitization, yes.
You know, we've seen most of the other companies, you know, actually working hard to get this, you know, down. Now, I know, obviously, you know, there could be some constraints, but...
No, as of now, because the bank rates are slightly up.
Yeah.
And bonds are much, much cheaper. Yes, there have been some shift. That is, people are shifting to bonds.
Right.
Banks have been constant providers of loans. In fact, if we take a loan from the bank, and bank rates also, in fact, coming down.
Right.
If you're able to block your asset at the bank borrowing rate, then you don't have any NIA pressure. Net interest is, in fact, then frozen for the full tenor. That should not be worrisome. If I am taking a bank loan at 9.5% and I'm able to create an asset at 16-17%, that freezes my margin. And banks, as of now, are in fact looking for borrowers. They are not able to find venues to lend. So NBFCs is one thing which they are looking at for providing more credit. And we do maintain relationship with large banks. In fact, almost around all banks are there, giving loans to us, and we want to continue this relationship. As of now, yes, there is a cheaper avenue available, but in long run, this relationship is definitely valuable. We like to continue this relationship.
No, sir, but I would like to believe that, you know, bank, even if they give you a, whatever, 2, 3, 4, 5 year loans, isn't it a revolver every year where, you know, obviously it comes back on the table? For rates or for approvals or reapprovals rather and all of that. I mean, it might be a cursory process, but isn't it that the way it works?
Yeah, we have seen for a very pretty long time the relationship with the banks has been very strong. And we have not found any pressure, particularly regarding renewal or banks suddenly demanding higher margins because situations are not. In fact, servicing has been good from the company side. The banks do value that, and we have never seen banks suddenly changing suddenly margins or suddenly not providing further credit. We have not seen that even in difficult times. So we continue to have bank borrowing to the extent of 25-30%. Yes, that I think we will definitely continue.
So can you give me a broad breakup of your funding mix percentage?
Overall, 80% is from wholesale and...
No, that is fine.
Yeah, I understand.
By source.
When it comes to the banks, roughly around 20,000 crores is bank term loans and cash credit facility.
Right.
And almost a similar quantum by way of bonds, be it subordinate debt or the secured and unsecured bonds what we borrow. And then we have close to around... 12,000 crores of securitized portfolio. That is roughly the
main.
Yeah, roughly around 10,000 crores of retail borrowing.
So that's 62,000, okay.
Does that answer your question, Mr. Gandhi?
Yeah, all right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Maruk Adarjania from IDFC. Please proceed.
Yes, sir. Could you give us a mix of disbursements?
New vehicle 500 crores and used vehicle 9,300 crores.
Okay. Thank you.
Does that answer your question?
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Murarka from India Infoline. Please proceed.
Hello?
Yes?
Hello.
Yeah, we're able to hear.
Yes, sir. Good evening. Sir, can you just tell me what the GNPAs would have been on a 90 DPD basis or on a 120 DPD basis?
See, as earlier we were guiding, had we followed 120 days norm now, our GNPLs would have been anywhere between 100 to 150 basis points from the current levels.
Okay, so that and difference remains.
Yeah.
And what about 90?
It will be further 150 basis point.
Okay, so similar gap remains.
Yeah.
Okay. So also, can you give me just the incremental borrowing cost between banks and NCDs for you?
Bank borrowing rates are roughly between 9.25 to 9.5, that being the 1 year MCLR. The bonds are, in fact, last 1.5, 2 months they have suddenly dropped,
uh-huh.
But it still continues between 8 to 8.5%. Is the 3 year bond rates, we being AA plus rated. That is the rate. And if it comes to securitization, priority is going at roughly around 7.5, and non-priority will be around 8.5.
Okay, great. And so just lastly, in your explanation for the drop in employee count, you basically alluded to some verticals getting merged or aligned, and therefore people getting released from there. Can you just give a further explanation of what verticals these were and what, you know, how many people would have been released because of this activity?
See, earlier we had a concept of product heads, wherein there were specialists in each product. So like LCV, HCV, we had specialized product heads. And we also had product executives. So they were close to around 3,000 odd employees in that segment, whom we thought our branch operating people themselves are capable of doing that activity. And hence, these people were shifted to the main line of activities. And on an average, if you see, at the field level, close to around 600-700 people keep resigning, and then we keep adding a similar number to maintain that. That we had not done for the last 4-5 months, wherein we had not filled in the vacancy, and this got reduced.
So these product heads and executives, they are counted as field officers, or they are counted as...
Yeah, they were counted part of field officers.
Part of field, okay. Okay, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. To ask a question, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Gunjan Prithyani from JP Morgan. Please proceed.
Hi, sir. This is Saurabh. My questions are answered. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sneha Ganatra from Shubkam Ventures. Please proceed.
One question. On the AUM growth, like first half we have grown by 19, first quarter 23%, second quarter 19%, but still we are guiding only 15% growth outlook. Hello?
Hello? Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, sir, first quarter we have grown by 23%, second quarter 19% AUM growth, but still we are guiding only 15%, considering the best monsoon and the pickup in the CV segment also.
Yeah, I got your point, but if you look at, you know, since the base of last year was so low, you know, in the first half, that is why the percentage looks very high. If you look at last year, basically the growth happened only in the Q3 and the Q4. That is the second half of last financial year. So that's where, you know, that is why the AUM growth looks like around 19-20% kind of growth, you know. But if you look at sequentially, you know, sequentially probably we have grown around 3.5, around 4%, you know, in the first 6 months. So next for the second half, we predict around close to around 8 to 10% kind of growth.
Okay, got it. And my second question, just to clarify on the margins, and what is the target you are setting for the margin? That would be on the range front. That would also help.
Can you repeat the question?
On the margin front, could you guide us?
I think it will be similar to of last year. You know, last year probably it was around 7.23. So I think we will be ending up around 7.2 to 7.35%.
Okay, and on the credit cost guidance?
Credit cost is the one thing we are working very, very hard. You know, you must have met me and we have been discussing about all this, the credit cost. So I think probably we are trying our level best, but as far as the environment is concerned, hope so the second half remains pretty good in terms of growth and hence the credit cost might come down.
Okay. Got it. And the PCR target, considering this transition norms also still?
Transition norms we will do in the Q4 and they're still 6 months away. So let's see how does the economic environment plan it out.
Okay. Thank you. All the best, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manish Shukla from Deutsche Bank. Please proceed.
Yeah. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for the opportunity. First, on the less than 5-year-old vehicles, which are about 20-21%. What would this number have been as of March?
March could have been 1% plus minus, not very huge.
No, what I'm trying to understand is in the last 6 months, margins, March margin, even if you adjust for the construction equipment, since then they're down about 35 odd basis points. An environment in which funding costs have gone down and securitization has gone up. And yet there is a serious margin compression. So what necessarily is driving this?
Manish, I just like to answer this part in this question into two parts. The first part is that, as you know, we have stopped lending above 10 years, you know, the vehicle, which always used to give 100, 200 basis point extra yield, you know, in terms of lending. Even though it remains 6-7% of your total book, you used to get around 10, 20 basis point on the overall portfolio. That's one part. The second part, if you look at last 6 months, the growth has not been there in a big way, what we have done probably in the Q3 and Q4 of last financial year. So when the growth becomes slightly low, that means you acquire less new customer. And new customer always gives you 100, 150 basis point extra yield compared to the existing customer. So this could be the another reason. So combining those two things, if you look at, the net interest margin has come down. This is what the operationally side is concerned. The second thing, if you look at the gross NPA, the gross NPA is inching higher even in last two quarters. That means a lot of income reversal. If you look at in absolute amount, probably the gross NPA could have risen by around 350, 360 crores in last two quarters. And what happens, there is a lot of income reversal happens. That's one. Number two, today, if you just look at on 6.5% of the book, we are not booking as an income. So even if you pick like your yields could be around 16.5 to 17%. So that income is not coming on the entire portfolio. Your income reversal is the past income which you have booked. But going forward also, you are unable to book the income on 6.5% of the book. So if you calculate purely in terms of accounting issues, you know, there could be 10-15 basis point drop because of this also. So I think these three are the reasons, you know, probably the net interest margin has come down.
And considering that you are still largely expecting margins to be similar, that means that essentially the picture isn't likely to change much in second half.
No, see, the thing is that you have to understand we have to do the transition. So I am including that part also.
Interest reversal. Fair enough. If I look at your product-wise AUM mix, the shift towards passenger vehicles is fairly sharp over the last 1 year. I mean, that particular component AUM-wise, it's actually gone 33%. Is there anything specific that's there? Because it was 22% of the AUM last year. Today it's 25%.
See, there's one thing, you know, the equipment portfolio didn't got added last year. Okay.
I'm referring only to passenger vehicles, absolute rupee number.
Yes.
It's gone up from 14,000 odd crores last year to 18,800 crores based on the AUM split that you gave.
Now, if you look at the sales, the passenger vehicle sales have been always higher than the commercial vehicle over the last 2 years.
Okay.
So automatically you can see the witness that there is more demand for the passenger vehicle, especially now the Ola, Uber coming in the commercial activity, that is a transportation activity. There are a lot of entrepreneurs coming in who wants to own the vehicle, which was not the case earlier. So I feel the transportation activity will become a major activity in India, where infrastructure is not very perfect as far as city transportation or the intra-city or the intercity. So we expect the passenger segment to grow much higher than commercial vehicle even in next 5 to 10 years.
All right. My last question, just a clarification. I think Parag said 6,000 to 7,000 crores of additional securitization, right? In
yes.
second half.
Yes.
Yeah, I heard that.
Okay, right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Umang Shah from MK Global. Please proceed.
Yeah, hi. All my questions have been answered. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Next question is from Adesh Mehta from Ambit. Please proceed.
Hello, sir. What could be our NPAs on 180 days basis? And what could be the total write-off?
The NPA on 180 days basis,
mm-hmm.
For the merged book would have been 5.79% as against 6.58 currently.
Okay. And in CV book, what could be the 180 day NPA?
It would have been 4.49%.
Okay. Okay.
180 days.
On 180 days. And
yes.
In terms of write-offs, what could be the total write-offs?
Write-off for the quarter.
For the quarter.
Was 325 crores. 325 crores was the write-off.
Okay. So for commercial vehicle book, it would be around 312 crores?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, okay. And what could be the interest reversals on migration to 150 days basis, on a YOY basis?
That figure we don't have it right now, so you can take it from Sanjay offline.
Okay, okay. And what could be the losses on the construction equipment financing business?
The current year, current quarter we have written off 13 crores.
Okay, okay. Okay, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sneha Ganatra from Shubhkam Ventures. Please proceed.
Sir, I just wanted to reconfirm on this construction equipment where you're expecting some uptake and there could be some interest reversal and still you're maintaining your margin guidance at 7.3?
It will take at least two to three quarters for us to again get back the reversals from the equipment book. By the time, as Mr. Sanjay was also mentioning, in March quarter we'll be migrating to 120 days, so that should get offset by this, and there will be some additional provision requirement.
Okay, so that will be a fair assumption that your provisions will remain elevated for the first, second half?
Correct, yeah. Correct.
Yeah, okay, got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
All the questions has left?
Yes, sir, we have a couple of questions.
Okay.
Thank you now. Next question is from Utsav Gogirwal from Investor Capital. Please proceed.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Sir, my question is regarding the construction equipment finance. So, just wanted to understand, how do you see this business in the second half or for a full year basis? Do you want to expand or do you see any uptick in this business? Any comment on that, sir?
As far as construction equipment is concerned, even though the infrastructure activities are likely to be much higher scale in the second half of the year, we have not really planned to build the book aggressively. So depending upon the existing customer being there in the business with us for long, then only we will expose. we will not get into a new construction equipment customer or activity.
Okay, so we want to stick to the existing base right now.
Yes.
Okay, sure. Thanks. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from Ajay Bhotke from Prabhudas Lilladher. Please proceed.
The NGT has observed that, you know, the states will have to clarify, particularly Haryana, UP and others, regarding the infrastructure in place for supply and distribution of CNG. Now, insofar as the, because Delhi government has been, had interpreted the previous order, wherein the commercial vehicles registration was being denied by them. So if this, if the NGT were to rule and apply the same yardstick to NCR, entire NCR region, I think what could the impact, what in your view would the impact on the business?
See, we can't answer this kind of question because if tomorrow this happens, what we can do or what we should happen. Because our exposure in the Delhi is not big. Delhi, our business is much smaller because we are more in non-metro and we are more in small towns. Yes, we do have a reasonably good business in Haryana and the border Rajasthan or UP, where it is called NCR. And the CNG supply situation, as of now, it is limited only to metro cities. Beyond metro cities, you don't have a CNG supply at all. So even if you go to any CNG station in Bombay or in any metro, you'll find that the huge queue will be there by the vehicles for filling the CNG. So the CNG infrastructure building itself may take a very long time. So I don't really think we should discuss on the impact of changing vehicle from diesel to CNG at this juncture.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Suresh Ganpati from Macquarie. Please proceed.
Yeah, thanks. All my questions have been answered. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Harshit Toshniwal from ICICI Securities. Please proceed.
Hi, good evening, sir. Can you just tell me the write-off figures for the quarter?
It's 325 crores.
Out of this, 13 crores is relating to CE book.
No, yeah, correct. CE book, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Now,
so we have a next question from Adesh Mehta from Ambit. Please proceed.
Thank you again. So what could be our guidance in terms of cost of funds? Because basically we are seeing yields coming off, but our guidance for margins is remaining same. So we should see a tremendous decline in cost of funds. So basically, what is your outlook over there?
See, the bond yields definitely have come down, but off late we have seen October, November being huge FCNR payout liquidity situation to be seen and how it pans out. We don't expect the bond yields to come down substantially further.
Right.
Bank rates, yes, because of repo cut and all, not all banks have passed on the benefit. There can be some reduction in bank rates. That should give some benefit. But that is hardly around 10 to 15 basis points is what banks are reducing.
Right.
We could expect a substantial decrease in cost of fund per se. Only benefit can be because of liquidization what we do, wherein priority sector assets will definitely get us better rates.
Okay, so sir, then what gives you confidence that you can meet your margin guidance? If the cost of funds won't come off substantially and your yield should come off at least by around 100 bits, then where do you see your yield spanning out?
No, we never said that our margins will suddenly
yield will come down by, we have never said our yield will come down by 100 basis points.
So, sir, basically, if around 7% of our portfolio would be earning around 5 percentage points more than our blended portfolio, that could be easily around 35 to 40 bps impact. And if you are anyways migrating to 90-day NPA recognition, that could add another 30-40 bps of impact on yields, right? So if not 100 basis points, then at least your yields will come down by around 80 basis points.
See, 90 days DPD will happen in FY18. It won't happen in FY17.
Okay, okay. Okay, okay.
Thank you. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Mundra for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you for participating in this conference. As we told in the beginning of the meeting, that all the positives are there, and good monsoon, soft inflation, and likely increase in infrastructure spending. We have a very bright quarters ahead. Now festival season is just beginning, so maybe next two or three quarters should be very good for us in increasing the business volume, and we expect better results. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, members of management. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Shriram Transport Finance Limited, that concludes today's conference call. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.